This weekend, the 45th running of the Grand River Champion of Champions Powwow returns to the Six Nations community. All the action is going to be taking place at the Ashwegan Speedway on July 26th and the 27th. So here to talk to me about this year's event is Powwow Committee member Bubba Martin. So thank you very much for doing this today, Bubba.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess to start, this is the 45th running of the powwow on the Six Nations territory.
It is, yes.
So what are the feelings heading into this year's event, having that milestone on the horizon?
Well, I guess because it is a milestone and everything else, and we're excited to have it, but we're also like, because every year, if everything seems to be different, everything seems to be going on and how we are looking at things. So going from where we were historically, you know, down at Chesuit Park, and then, you know, over the years have gone. So then, you know, we had to move over to Ashwegan Speedway. So, which is, we're very grateful for, you know, Ashwegan Speedway and Glenn Stires Racing to turn around and host us there. So that being said, you know, we actually turn around and we're moving in terms of the location of our dance area. So where we were last year to where we are going to be this year, we swapped the parking lot to the dance area. So the parking lot is now going to be the dance area. The dance area of last year is now going to be the parking lot. So, you know, just those logistical things and everything like that is, you know, what we're excited to look for that piece. We're excited to have try something different, but it is a lot of hard work and a lot of things trying to come together and logistically just to making things work. So, but we're excited to have that.
And just talking about some of the history behind the powwow, it's one of the biggest ones in the region. Can you talk about how it's grown over the years?
So I guess in terms of growth, in terms of being able to look at, you know, our vendors, to look at our craft vendors, our food vendors, the amount of people that we have gotten in, but also our dance area to our stands and our spectators. So just again, the space itself to be able to accommodate. And because we do get a good crowd. So we're probably one of the largest powwows in the area. So just have that alone there, just to be able to say, you know, yes, we do need the space to be able to accommodate all our fans and spectators and dancers and singers and everything. So, yeah.
And with that being said, getting into this weekend, what can visitors expect at this year's powwow?
Well, I've been turning around and I've been sharing with people and everything else. This is, you know, looking at being able to say, hey, just be ready for whatever is to come. So, you know, dress appropriately, you know, like make sure you bring your watered bottle, make sure you're staying hydrated, take breaks and everything else. But then also to turn around and say, you know, like, yeah, we have a showcase of our dancers. I know, like, you know, a lot of people will turn around and come to the dance area and watch our dancers and the different kind of dances that we're having. But then also, I also think, like, because of powwow, you also have the artisan markets, you know, the crafters, you know, we turn around and we look at, and then the people that are coming in are local crafters. So, you know, let's say, you know, maybe somebody that's, you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, like a big box store and stuff like that, that have, you know, things that come in. So it's not stuff like that. It's people that make their own crafts or make their own jewelry and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of times that what people can find is something that they like unique, something that they would love to turn around and maybe buy for themselves or buy for somebody else. I know people would turn around and share, like they come down to like shop and then for birthdays and Christmas and stuff like that. So, but then that's just only the artisan piece. That's, you know, that's not even to turn around and talk about the food, where people are just like, I just want to come down and just, they look forward to certain food vendors that come down and everything. So I think that's a great weekend that's always to have.
And I guess building off that, how important is it to showcase the local artists around here and give them a spotlight to have their products on display, I guess, right?
Right. And, you know, because it is the local thing. So, you know, it's, I guess maybe even too, like I get phone calls and everything like that and say, oh, can we be set up as a vendor and everything else? And so we do ask if you're local, if we do ask for status cards, we ask for people to, because we want the indigenous, like, but we want local indigenous. So, you know, maybe our relatives that maybe come from another country or stuff like that. Right at this time, we haven't opened it up. We've never opened it up for, you know, since we've had our inception, you know. So, you know, everything has been local. So I think that's one of the things that for me is that we can draw towards that piece, is that we do have our local artisans, and then, you know, that they're turning around and showcasing their talent. They're showcasing their artwork. And it's always great to turn around and as, you know, me as a committee member turning around and walking around and taking a look at and see what they have. You know, I always think, you know, I'm like, oh man, you know, like I wish I had more money to turn around and buy these pieces, because I'm going to just give an example. This one time, there was this guy that had a carver, and he had a really nice soapstone carving. And he turned around and he was smiling ear to ear. And I was like, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? How's the week? And he was like, great. This is great. And I was like, yeah. Like, what's so great? What's going on? And everything else. He goes, something's missing off my table. And I walked by earlier and I seen that piece, that carving piece. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, you sold your piece. He goes, yes, I did. He goes, somebody came over and he says, you know, how much is it? This much? Here.
Yeah.
Turn around and the vendor wrapped it up and everything like that. So, you know, to turn around and look at, you know, their artwork and where is that going? Our visitors come from all across, you know, Turtle Island to, you know, international. We have people come in here and they, you know, showcase and say, hey, you know, we're from Germany, we're from here, we're from France, we're from wherever. And, you know, so I think like our artwork, from our local artisans, they're going worldwide. So I think that's a cool thing.
That's awesome. And in terms of the dancers and different categories and everything that's going to be going on over the weekend, what are some of the different styles and specials that people are going to be seeing over the weekend?
So powwow, when you look at powwow dancing is the drummers and singers, they sing around a big, large drum. So, which might be a little bit different from a Six Nations style. So, but it's a powwow style. So then with that piece there, you know, they turn around and we can look at, you know, traditional dancing to, you know, women's jingo, women's fancy to men's grass and men's fancy. So, you know, then we turn around and look at it from the age category. So we got right from tiny tots right up to golden age, you know, so. You know, we can turn around and people that come in to dance, you know, could be family members. It could be, you know, a whole family. So we can have, like, again, you know, those little ones, you know, to turn around into the mom and dads, to the aunties and uncles, to the grandparents, to the even great grandparents that come in and sing and dance in that dance area. So this one of the specials that we have is a teens girl jingle dress. And she was, the family turned around and wanted to come together and showcase that piece because their daughter has moved from the junior category to the teen category. So that's just one of the way that our dance people and our dance family want to give back to the community, give back to the dance area and acknowledge their little one from turning around and, like, let's say moving on, graduating to the next level, to the next category. But also too, you know, when I turn around, I talked about, you know, like, Six Nations style. So yes, we do have smoke dance, which is a Haudenosaunee Six Nations style dance. So it's, you know, fancier dance work and footwork and everything, but it is a Six Nations Haudenosaunee style. So the outfits are different. Their regalia, their shirts, their headdresses, they're all a little different, but the dance move, the step work is a little different as well. So we actually have a special as well with it's a smoke dance special. So again, this family turn around and they're moving from their child is moving from a child to the teens. So we have a teen special for smokes and, you know, that's going to run over the weekend and that. And so, but also, like, we do have our, you know, because our powwow is a competition style powwow. So we do showcase those styles. We turn around and we have different kind of all the different styles of dancing. But because it is a competition, we also have the drum singing as a competition as well.
Okay.
So the dancers, I mean, the singers themselves will turn around and are showcasing their style, they're showcasing their artwork and they're showcasing their love for their own traditions, their own songs and everything, and that they're going to showcase that.
And so over the course of the weekend, would you say that there's an event or a dance that takes, like, the marquee role or, like, the big event that everybody must see?
That's really hard because that's really hard to turn around and say, because, you know, we have some people that will turn around. They love a certain style of dance. So let's say maybe they love traditional style. Maybe it's a men's traditional. But then, you know, you get some fast, fancy footworks. And so then we have some fancy style dancing and that there. So a lot of people, it's quite the sight to see and to be able to sit there and witness and watch all these people and showcase in their style. On how they're dancing. Mm-hmm. So it's really tough to say, to turn around and say, what is a really good dance to turn around and sit and watch and everything. But I guess maybe even too, when we turn around and look at that, and I says, because we can turn around and we can see all the dancers when they come in, when we do our grand entries. So our grand entries are at, you know, Saturday at noon and 7, and then again on Sunday at noon. So that's where we have all the dancers that will come into the dance area and everything else. So I always like that because we have all the dancers in the area. Everybody can see all the outfits of what people spend their time to make and everything else. They're showcasing their own artwork and they're showcasing their beadwork. They're showcasing their feathers, their bustles, all those other things that they turn around and what they take as a dancer and then bring it into their arena.
And in terms of that, and I guess what's the atmosphere like throughout the competition when everything starts and gets rolling and you know the whole crowd of people is all around. So what's the atmosphere like?
Well, that's really hard to say because you know we have atmosphere on the dance floor. So, you know, we have the dancers that are coming in and a lot of times they might know each other. So, you know, they may turn around and say, you know, this past weekend, you know, there's been other powwows. So, you know, they turn around and there's like almost like a powwow circuit so that they turn around and they'll travel to different powwows. So when they go out on the dance floor, you know, they turn around and we can have, you know, maybe some best friends. So we turn around and some, you know, people that love to have competition. So maybe they'll turn around and they're trying to, maybe their friend won last weekend and then, you know, like they're going to try their hardest to turn around and beat them for this weekend. And then to turn around and then look at, you know, the dance area. I mean, not only the dance area, but the spectators. So, you know, the turnaround, it's really hard because, you know, turn around and you want to sit outside and everything else. But it's, again, we're in the summertime. We're an outdoor venue. We're an outdoor, you know, event and everything else. So, yes, we're going to get the sun. We're going to get, you know, we can get some, you know, direct sun, direct heat. And it's hard. It's really hard to turn around and, you know, sit there as a spectator to watch that. So that's why I always turn around and ask our spectators to be ready, be prepared, you know, mm-hmm. take breaks, find shade. You know, hopefully we have more cooling stations, cooling areas or, you know, shaded areas and everything else because we're moving that we have some, you know, access to some rows of trees. You know, so hopefully that we can be able to have that chance to be able to have our spectators to have time to be able to, again, check out the artisan markets, the food market, and then turn around and take breaks and everything else. Because again, because it is outdoor, it is summertime, we can be hot. We're just being ready for that.
And you mentioned how it's a competition style powwow and the name Champion of Champions Powwow. What does that term mean? And I guess what's the significance of winning a category here in Six Nations and being able to call yourself a Champion of Champions?
Yeah, so our Champion of Champions winner is we have the same amount of dance competitions for all the dancers. So let's say there's going to be, let's just make up a number of saying, oh, there's going to be four rounds. So out of those four rounds, because it's a competition, they're going to get points. So we'll have judges. Judges will turn around after competitions, will sign off and everything and score dancers. So the dancer that has a full category, so which would be all five places. So we have places 1 through 5. So they have to have at least 5 dancers in their categories. So the dancer that turns around and gets the highest points over the weekend is coined our new Champion of Champion.
And you mentioned when grand entry starts on both days. When does everything kick off for the events? And I guess the end times for both Saturday and Sunday.
So I always turn around and say, when we turn around and say, yes, what time are we open? Gates open at 10, both Saturday and Sunday. But people are there turning around and setting up. All our vendors are trying to get there early, drop their stuff off, getting ready, setting up their spots and everything, and getting ready for the crowd. But we try to, but for our spectators that we don't open our gates until 10. Grand entries, again, Saturday at noon and 7. Saturday night varies because we'll turn around and because it's a dance competition, so we're going to go until the dances are done. Okay. And then, so roughly, it varies. I know like maybe 1 year, like years ago, like I was still there at midnight. And so they had a competition and one of the competitions, like they turn around and because we turn on the lights, we have lights in the evening so that we can see the dancers and it changed the atmosphere of the dancers. It was cooler. The lights were shining on it. And I says, and that special was happening. And I says, and it just changed it for me. It was just that feeling changed. So, but again, you know, looking at what time does it finish? You know, maybe dusk, you know, maybe, but then also 10 o'clock, 10:30 would be an average time. Sunday, we turn around and we try to make sure that we're, you know, again, gates open at 10, grand entries at noon, and we try to finish, you know, roughly around 6, hopefully by 6, because we do have our, you know, people that come in a distance. We want them to be able to get back on the road and get safely home.
And I guess just finishing off, do you have anything for first-time visitors that they should know before attending? And I guess where people can find out more info on this weekend's event if they're looking.
Yeah, so we are on social media, so on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then but then we also have our website to be able to turn around and list some of the information. So, but then also what people can do to turn around and say, let's say it's a first-time visitor. Let's say you're coming over and saying, you know, that's your first-time powwow. I always turn around and ask people, and I says, you know, like if you're turning around and would love to take pictures, take pictures. If you want to turn around and want to do something, great, wonderful. But also at the same point, you turn around and says, because there are certain points in our powwow and at our powwow that something might have to happen. And I always tell people, listen to the MC. Listen to the MC. If you're in the dance area, that turns around and it says, you know, like, please, nobody turn around and take pictures, or please remove your hats at this time. You know, so I would always suggest people just pay attention and listen to what they're asking. But then also being prepared, again, like I said, because we are an outdoor event, we're in the summertime and everything else, and can be hot, you know, be ready, be prepared, you know, dress in layers to turn around and say, you know, sunblock, and then to hats and to sunglasses, to water bottles, stay hydrated. I was trying to think, because then a lot of our vendors are set up to actually have, you know, interact and stuff like that. So, but also we do have a spot where we turn around and have cash. Mm-hmm. So, but we might have to turn around and say some vendors might deal strictly with cash. So just kind of be prepared to have cash on hand just in case. But I know like a lot of times, like most of our vendors, again, have things that they turn around and be able to use, interact and stuff like that.
All right, Bubba, thank you very much for doing this, and definitely looking forward to seeing everything that's going to be happening this weekend at the powwow.
Yeah. Oh, so just thank you very much for inviting us. So, but maybe if I can just ask too, is if there is anybody out there that would like to turn around and volunteer, help out and everything like that, we're always looking for help. And this is because our committee is a fully volunteer committee. The money that we turn around and make from like this year will go directly back into next year's powwow. So we're all volunteering. So, you know, but in order for us to function too, we do need some volunteers. So I'm going to put a plug out there. If anybody is turning around and would like to help out, by all means, you know, check our website, look at our website. So it's www.grpowwow.ca. So by all means, take a look at that and everything. Sign up, help us out. If you want to help us out even further to say, hey, I got some ideas, I want to turn around and share that, you know, come look at us at the committee, and maybe that we can be a part of the committee as well.
Absolutely. It's going to be a awesome time, and everything is going to be taking place July 26th and the 27th down at the Ishwigan Speedway. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.